65 companies in America doing their part to fight the coronavirus. By Charlie Spiering on April 2, 2020. President Donald Trump continues to ask all companies in America to find ways to help the country fight the coronavirus. From offering free meals and assistance to medical and healthcare workers to constructing masks, ventilators, and protective equipment, here are some of the top ways that America's top businesses have answered the call. President Trump has welcomed several CEOs to the White House to thank them for their efforts. And Breitbart News has been tracking some of the biggest contributions from America's businesses. Do you know of a business that belongs on the list? Let us know on Twitter at Charlie Spiering or at Breitbart News or in the comments section. Ford, collaborating with 3M and GE Healthcare to increase the production of ventilators and personal protective equipment. Toyota, utilizing several of the company's North American facilities to manufacture face shields while collaborating with medical device companies to speed the manufacture of ventilators, respirators and other vital devices for hospitals. General Motors, manufacturing respiratory masks and working with Ventec Life Systems to mass-produce ventilators at GM's Kokomo, Indiana, manufacturing facility to ship as soon as next month. Fiat Chrysler, manufacturing and donating more than 1 million protective face masks a month. Honeywell, announcing a new manufacturing facility in Rhode Island, hiring 500 employees to produce N95 masks, hiring another 500 workers for a manufacturing facility in Arizona. 3M, doubling global output of N95 respirators to an annual rate of over 1.1 billion per year, or nearly 100 million per month. Donald Trump invoked the Defense Production Act on April 2, allowing FEMA to acquire and keep medical masks from 3M in the United States. MyPillow, dedicating 75% of manufacturing capacity to produce up to 50,000 masks a day by Friday. Hanes, retrofitting some facilities to produce medical masks. American Hotel and Lodging Association launched Hotels for Hope, an initiative aimed at connecting hotel properties with the health workers and first responders in need of temporary housing. The organization has identified 6,500 properties near healthcare facilities that are ready to help. Jockey International, producing isolation gowns and donating scrubs to medical workers at the Javits Center in New York. 30,000 to 50,000 isolation gowns per week. 10,000 units of scrubs to the frontline doctors and nurses at the Javits Convention Center in New York City. Ralph Lauren, working on the production of 250,000 masks and 25,000 isolation gowns with our U.S. manufacturing partners. Brooks Brothers, working to produce 150,000 masks per day and gowns in New York, North Carolina, and Massachusetts factories. Bauer, repurposing factories to make face shields. Under Armour, plans to manufacture 500,000 masks, 1,000 face shields, and thousands of hospital gowns. HP, producing medical equipment parts with 3D printing. Facebook, donating 720,000 masks with plans to find millions more to donate. Apple, donating millions of N95 masks to healthcare professionals. Microsoft, donating $1 million to the COVID-19 Response Fund in Seattle. Amazon, donating $1 million to the COVID-19 Response Fund in Seattle. Tesla, purchased over 1,000 ventilators from China and shipped them to the United States. McDonald's, donating 400,000 masks to the Illinois Emergency Management Agency. SpaceX, making hand sanitizer and face shields to donate to local hospitals. Serta Simmons Bedding, donating 10,000 mattresses to New York City hospitals. Lockheed Martin, donating use of corporate aircraft and vehicle fleet for medical supply delivery. Offering the use of facilities for crisis-related activities. Boeing, 3D printing for face shields in factories located in St. Louis, Missouri. El Segundo, California, Mesa, Arizona. Huntsville, Alabama, and Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Offering Dreamlifter aircraft to help coronavirus response efforts. United Technologies, donating 90,000 pieces of personal protective equipment to FEMA. Beginning to manufacture face shields with 10,000 shields in the next 4 weeks. Kraft Heinz, donating $12 million in money and food. Unilever, distributed 200,000 masks to hospitals in New Jersey. donated over $8 million in products to food banks. Coca-Cola, donating plastic sheeting to a Georgia Tech team to produce up to 50,000 plastic surgical shields for Atlanta hospitals. Chick-fil-A, a Washington State Chick-fil-A restaurant, donated 1,000 meals to hospital workers battling a coronavirus outbreak in the state. Pernod Ricard, repurposing spirits production to help produce hand sanitizer. Anheuser-Busch, producing hand sanitizer and offering facilities to the American Red Cross to host blood drives. Bacardi, producing ethanol required to make hand sanitizer. Tito's Vodka, preparing for the production on 24 tons of hand sanitizer. Bayer, a donation of 3 million tablets of the drug Resicon, chloroquine phosphate. Teva, donating 6 million tablets of hydroxychloroquine through wholesalers to hospitals by March 31st, and more than 10 million within a month. Johnson & Johnson, partnering with the Biomedical Advanced Research and Development Authority, BARDA, to commit more than $1 billion to co-fund vaccine research, development, and clinical testing. Procter & Gamble, boosting production of hand sanitizer, and working to produce face masks. Krispy Kreme, every Monday, any doctor, nurse, or another healthcare employee with a valid ID can pick up an unlimited amount of glazed donuts from any drive-thru. Crocs, donating up to 10,000 pairs of shoes a day to healthcare workers in need. Uber, plans to give away over 300,000 meals to medical workers. Starbucks, free coffee to healthcare workers. Chipotle, offering 100,000 free burritos to healthcare workers. New Balance, committing to manufacturing masks in their U.S. locations. $2 million in grants to help support local, regional and global communities. And Pizza, present a valid medical staff ID and get a free pizza or get it delivered. Sweet Green, free salads for hospital workers plus medical personnel. KFC, sending 1 million pieces of chicken to U.S. restaurants for goodwill efforts. Wegmans, donating $4 million to local food banks. Medtronic, increasing the production of ventilators, on track to double their capacity. UPS, supporting FEMA, Project Airbridge, and other government agencies with supply chain and shipping services for respirators, test kits, and PPE across the U.S. and deploying protective equipment and test kits throughout the country. FedEx Express, launching a special operation to help the federal government quickly move coronavirus test specimens from over 50 remote drive-through testing centers across 12 states. McLane Global Logistics, partnering with USDA to deliver food to children. Panera Bread, partnering with USDA to serve meals to children throughout Ohio, with plans to expand the program across the country. Wawa, free coffee for healthcare workers and first responders. Circle K, free coffee, tea and Polar Pop fountain for medical workers. Harbor Freight Tools, donated entire stock of nitrile gloves, along with hundreds of thousands of N95 masks and tens of thousands of face shields to local hospitals. Black Rifle Coffee Company, donating a bag of coffee to medical personnel, first responders, and service members for every bag purchased by a customer. Vera Bradley, producing face masks and wearables for medical staff. Mary Kay Cosmetics, manufacturing and donating hand sanitizer. Fruit of the Loom Incorporated, committing to manufacturing masks. Denver Mattress Company, ramping up mask production, up to 3,000 to 5,000 masks per day. Sherwin-Williams Company, donating personal protection equipment, N95 masks, and lab coats. Converting a production line to make hand sanitizer. Cerner, making and donating face shields. Beacon Skiff, manufacturing hand sanitizer. Origin USA, manufacturing face masks with plans to produce 1,500 to 2,000 masks daily. Follow Charlie Spiring on Twitter or Instagram.